Well, joining us now on the South Shore's Morning News, our special guest, Plymouth County DA Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
We were talking a little bit off air just about some of the many, I don't want to put it in a category, but it seems like there's some of the social service programs you run in conjunction with your office that hopefully down the road and not only in the meantime make a dent, I guess, in the amount of crime that happens and the amount of people that get caught up in the system. And it seems like the approach that you folks are using with so many of these programs really will make a difference. And we talked a little bit about some issues we've gone over before, which is, you know, the ACEs program and just making sure that kids know that they have a place and a person who can help them. Tell our listeners a little bit about what I'm talking about.
Yeah, thanks, Christine. There's a lot of preventative things that we do, and obviously the most important thing I think that we can do is try to keep kids out of the criminal justice system. The criminal justice system is, unfortunately, the depository of society's ills, whether it be mental health issues and drug issues. So let's try to keep the kids out of it. So what we try to do on a preventative basis is work with all sorts of agencies locally, statewide, nationally, and I'm pleased to announce that the National Alliance for Drug Endangered Children, the Plymouth County Drug Abuse Task Force, and the United Way of Greater Plymouth County have teamed up to put together a Drug Endangered Children Development Academy. And the purpose of it is to support communities across Massachusetts, not just Plymouth County, in building the local alliance for drug endangered kids by providing targeted and intensive technical assistance to a select group of community partners that we can use to help keep kids out of the system, kids who have trauma in their lives, who have the adverse childhood experiences in their life, try to target them, get them the help that they need, and prevent them from traveling on and getting their own ACEs and ending up back in the system.
So when you talk a little bit about that program in generally, give me an example of how this might work. Let's say there's a young kid in a local public school. He's in fourth grade, maybe has one or two younger sisters, and the parents may have some addiction problems. There may be crime. It might be a single parent, and something bad happens at night.
Yeah.
What happens to this kid? He's just go to school dealing with all this stuff?
And that's the problem. The kids would be going to school and dealing with all the trauma that they observe in their lives. And that usually it would be perhaps a mom or a dad, because the majority of the people that overdose here in Plymouth County are in that age bracket. If they overdose, the police show up. We're trying to train the police to focus on the kids that they see there. And if they make those observations of a child who they know is going to go to school the next day, you notify the school. Make them a handle with care community. In Plymouth County, we have 11 handle with care communities. All they do is they call the school, and the appropriate person from the police department will call the school and say, Tim Cruz, handle him with care. They focus on that. They've been trained to watch for what's going on with that child, and if that child needs services because of the fact they're having a difficult time living with the fact that the people that they love and they rely on the most in their lives are hurt, or they're overdosing, they're dying. Those kids need to get help before they get into the system. And by making and focusing, I think, with some of the things that we do regarding trauma sensitivity, I think it's really important for us to continue to do that. I've reached out to other DAs across our Commonwealth, and part of this academy is going to have at least half the counties here in Massachusetts are going to be involved, and we're hoping to spread it statewide. Handle with Care Massachusetts has been an incredible, I think, a very good organization to make sure we can get the word out to help kids before they enter the system, the kids once again with the adverse childhood experiences. If we can prevent them from coming into the system, I believe that we can stop generational cycles of drug abuse, generational issues regarding mental illness, and also get these kids the help that they need before they need it.
How young do you think kids need to be before they start, in an age-appropriate way, responding to them or offering resources? How young are we talking here?
Unfortunately, I think the younger the better. I think your second grade, third grade. I think we are talking young children who are witnessing and seeing lots of things, whether they be on social media or whether they be in their day-to-day life. These kids are seeing a heck of a lot more than we ever did when we were growing up, and they're walking into a world many times, but they see something terrible happen. They show up at school the next day. They're in school. Nobody talks about it because nobody knows about it. And if you're 6, 7, 8 years old, what do you think? Nobody cares. So what do you do? How do you help that child? That's important, because I think we can keep kids out of the system, and then I think we'll all be better off.
If somebody's listening to this and wants to get more information, what can they do?
They can go on PlymouthDA.com. They can also go on Handle with Care Massachusetts. It gives a heck of a lot more information about what we've been doing, what we're trying to do, and trying to help the kids that we can in our community.
Thank you very much. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We've got traffic and weather right after this.